Hey, you guys, I have something else that I wanted to share that Mr. Vlad from Moscow, Russia, shared with us about his grandfather, about the life that he lived, Mr. Timothy Krukenkov. And I want to share some more with y'all. This is encouragement to us, okay, to hear about this man's testimony. He had an amazing testimony. So what I want to share today is some of how his life was. The life that he lived for the Lord. It says, my grandfather was such a loving person towards strangers and neighbors that he was ready to welcome them in, give a shelter, feed, and help in every way he could. Once, his family was sitting at the table and was about to eat, and right there at that moment, there was a knock at the door. My grandmother opened the door, and everyone saw a stranger begging for food. Without any hesitation, my grandfather gave that man his portion of pancakes and soup. That person was really touched by such a loving attitude toward him and asked if he could stay with them for a few days to learn more about God. The answer was positive, and that man told the grandparents afterwards that he was able to taste the heaven in their home. And all the glimpses about the kingdom of God that he had came into being right there and right then. That was showing God to him. That was showing the love of Jesus Christ. He says there were numerous cases like that in his life. My grandfather was ready to share Christ well through the night and help others many hours, if not days. He considered everyone higher than himself, and that person was Christ himself, according to Matthew 25:33-40. He treated that person as if they were Jesus Christ. Very special. My grandfather used to go elsewhere if he was asked to give a hand in construction, support of any kind of repairs, or share his seeds with a one who didn't have any left. In all conversations, he tried to give testimony about Jesus Christ the Savior. He saw an opportunity in any circumstance to exalt the Redeemer, either in word or in deed. My grandfather never denied any request and was ready to do his best and give a person his clothes or even his last penny. There were several widows in the village, and my grandfather tried to help them all to till the land, so plowing. He neither asked nor take any charge. He wouldn't ask for any money for all the things he did. My grandfather never expected any reimbursement for his help at all. He was so joyful and immensely glad to be a blessing to someone who was in need. Indeed, the local people thought he belonged to some kind of an occult, and they wanted to know if it were so or not. Do you see that? Here this man is living holy and righteous before the Lord, proclaiming Jesus Christ everywhere he went. So the local people were like, he must belong to an occult. Wow. So they thought he belonged to an occult, and they wanted to find out. So they decided to invite a local priest to clarify the matter. He arrived, smiling, and had full assurance of winning the case. There were several dozen witnesses who came to my grandfather's house to see who was right. The number of interested people was so great that the house was too small for them all, so they decided to get outside and see what was going to happen. Someone even brought a big cart to stand upon and watch the heated debate, discussion that was going on. It was really a tough one for the priest, as he couldn't properly use the Bible and prove his faith and personal viewpoint. What he could do was to express his indignation toward unknown occult and spell all kind of personal blasphemies toward Timothy Krukenkov. In return, my grandfather opened the Bible and read some verses or passages from the scripture. It was all crystal clear that the holy book was infallibly right and the fully one that was true. The priest wanted to resist, but couldn't prove anything after all, and fled in haste from the scene, never to come back again. They began to esteem my grandfather even more. So he never came back again after that. He couldn't get out of there fast enough. Since that time on, the villagers knew firsthand who was right and who was wrong. That priest? Priest always is talking about Catholic Church, at least that's what I've seen. And you know what that means. They began to esteem my grandfather even more and considered his faith as a true and genuine one. He was a good example to follow, and many a people came to get a piece of advice from him on daily matters or to know more about Jesus. Once a friend of his told him a secret that in one of those days he should be arrested. The best way for him was to flee from the village to a faraway country, to a Middle Asian republic, some couple thousand miles away. And if you remember the testimony that I shared last week, he did get arrested. And it was within like 2 months that he was executed. He lost his life before a firing squad. But listen to what he said to that friend. That was revelation from the Lord that the friend was giving him. He said, some preachers and believers left their homeland, went to a remote region or to a faraway land and escaped any kind of persecutions. My grandfather told that friend that he wouldn't go anywhere, let alone deny his faith. My grandfather not only knew by heart the two great commandments, the first one, love your God with all your heart and with all your understanding. And the second one, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no doubt at all that he was a spirit-filled person, and those two commandments were inscribed by the hand of God upon the fleshly tablets of his heart. All his life until the last breath, he reflected in full the two major principles in superb action of obedience to the Most High. He is an excellent example for all of us to follow Christ at any cost. This was how he lived his life. And now we see what led to his arrest and to his death. But he lived for the glory of the Lord his whole life. Once he came to Jesus, it was all about serving and lifting up and honoring Jesus. What a great testimony. I have one more thing I'm going to share next week about the life in socialism and how it was that they were living and the things that they went through. All right. God bless y'all. Thanks for watching.